Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Warner Music Group, or WMG, as you might know it on the ticker. Today, we're diving deep into this major player in the entertainment world, breaking down what makes them tick, where they're vulnerable, and what could shape their future. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, stick around, because we've got insights that could help you decide if Warner Music Group deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's get started. Quick overview of Warner Music Group. For those who might not be as familiar, Warner Music Group is one of the big dogs in the global music industry, operating within the broader media and entertainment sector. They're behind some of the biggest names in music, managing a vast catalog of artists and recordings. Headquartered in the US, they've got a massive footprint with thousands of employees worldwide. Their business isn't just about selling tracks, it's about licensing, streaming, and staying ahead in a fast-evolving digital landscape. So let's see how they're holding up lately. Recent news and performance snapshot. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's touch on what's been making waves for Warner Music Group. Based on the latest headlines, they're pushing hard into digital platforms and strategic partnerships to boost their streaming revenue, which is a smart move given where the industry is headed. However, there's also chatter about macroeconomic headwinds impacting consumer spending, which could put a dent in discretionary purchases like music subscriptions. Performance-wise, Warner Music Group has shown some interesting trends over the past few years. Their stock has had mixed results across different timeframes, with short-term fluctuations reflecting broader market and sector volatility. Over the longer haul, like the past 5 years, they've tracked reasonably well against their industry peers in media and entertainment, though they've had periods of underperformance in the last 6 months. Compared to the sector, they're not the standout performer, but they're not lagging too far behind either. Let's unpack this further with a full SWOT analysis to see what's driving these numbers and what could lie ahead. SWOT analysis, strengths. All right, let's kick things off with the strengths that make Warner Music Group a contender worth watching. Robust revenue growth. Looking at their income statements, Warner Music Group has posted solid revenue figures year over year. This isn't just a fluke. It's tied to their strong presence in streaming, which continues to dominate how we consume music. Their ability to adapt to digital trends is paying off big time. Strong profit margins. Their gross and net profit margins are looking healthy compared to industry averages. This tells me they're not just growing, but doing so efficiently, squeezing out more profit per dollar of revenue, a key metric for any long-term investor. Global brand power. With a roster of top-tier artists and a catalog that spans decades, Warner Music Group has a brand that resonates worldwide. This isn't just about nostalgia. It's a competitive edge in securing partnerships and licensing deals, which are huge revenue drivers. Positive cash flow. Diving into their cash flow statements, their operating cash flow and free cash flow are in good shape. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth, whether that's signing new talent or expanding into emerging markets. For us investors, that's a reassuring sign of financial stability. Strategic initiatives. From their latest earnings call summary for Q1 2024, it's clear they're not sitting still. They've reported a massive 41% growth in a key segment, likely tied to digital or streaming, and they're doubling down on tech-driven initiatives to stay ahead of the curve. That kind of forward thinking is what you want to see. Cash, SWOT analysis, weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Warner Music Group has some cracks in the armor that could weigh them down if not addressed. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which raises a red flag. Too much leverage can be a burden, especially if interest rates climb or if revenue growth slows. It's something to keep an eye on, as it could limit their flexibility during tougher economic times. Short-term performance lags. While they've got long-term potential, their stock performance over the last 6 months hasn't been stellar. This could reflect broader sector challenges, but it also suggests they're not immune to market sentiment or competitive pressures in the near term. Dependence on streaming trends. Sure, streaming is a strength, but it's also a double-edged sword. If consumer preferences shift, or if major platforms like Spotify or Apple Music change their royalty structures, Warner Music Group could take a hit. They're heavily tied to this revenue stream, and diversification seems limited right now. Macro sensitivities. As mentioned in their earnings call, macroeconomic challenges are a concern. When people tighten their belts, entertainment spending often takes a back seat. This isn't unique to them, but it's a vulnerability that could impact subscription and ad-supported revenue. SWOT analysis. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the opportunities, those areas where Warner Music Group could really capitalize and drive future growth. Digital expansion. The music industry is still in the middle of a digital revolution, and Warner Music Group is well positioned to ride this wave. Their focus on tech initiatives, as highlighted in the earnings call, could open up new revenue streams, especially in emerging markets where streaming adoption is just taking off. Partnerships and licensing. With their vast catalog, there's huge potential to ink more deals with gaming companies, film studios, and even social media platforms for sync licensing. These are high-margin opportunities that could boost their bottom line without massive upfront costs. Emerging markets growth. Speaking of emerging markets, regions with growing middle classes and increasing internet penetration are gold mines for music consumption. If Warner Music Group can localize content and partnerships, they could tap into significant growth over the next decade. Forward valuation appeal. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's within a reasonable range compared to industry averages, with analyst estimates suggesting room for upside if they hit their growth targets. For long-term investors, this could signal a decent entry point if other fundamentals align. SWOT analysis. Threats. Finally, let's talk about the threats, the external forces that could derail Warner Music Group's momentum if they're not careful. Intense competition. The music industry is cutthroat, with rivals like Universal Music and Sony Music vying for the same artists and market share. If Warner Music Group loses key talent or fails to innovate, they could slip behind. Economic downturn risks. As flagged in their earnings call, broader economic challenges could hurt discretionary spending. If a recession hits, even loyal fans might cut back on subscriptions or concert tickets, directly impacting revenue. Regulatory and platform risks. Changes in copyright laws or streaming platform policies could disrupt their business model. Imagine if royalty payouts get squeezed, margins could take a serious hit, and there's not much they can do about it in the short term. Sector volatility. The media and entertainment sector, as a whole, has shown volatility in performance metrics over the past year. Warner Music Group isn't isolated from these swings, and any sector-wide downturn could drag their stock down, regardless of their individual performance. Key insights for investors. Before we wrap up, let's connect the dots with a few insights. First, that 41% growth figure from the Q1 2024 earnings call is a standout. It shows Warner Music Group isn't just coasting, they're actively growing key parts of their business. But, and this is a big but, their high debt levels make me a bit cautious. If they can manage that leverage while capitalizing on digital and emerging market opportunities, they've got a real shot at sustained growth. Also, keep an eye on their forward PE trends. Analyst estimates suggest optimism, but execution is everything. For the short and medium term, volatility might persist due to economic uncertainties, but for long-term players, this could be a story of patience paying off if they play their cards right. Conclusion and closing thoughts. So where does this leave us with Warner Music Group? From a long-term investment perspective, they've got a compelling mix of strengths and opportunities, particularly in the digital and global growth arenas. However, the debt burden and external risks like economic slowdowns or platform changes can't be ignored. If you're considering adding them to your portfolio, weigh their ability to innovate against these headwinds. They're not a slam dunk, but they've got potential for those willing to ride out some bumps. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay engaged with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform for even more insights. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Warner Music Group as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.